Of course, you know that the leader of this group, he's an old folk festival favorite, showed up for the first time to sing those Bullfrog Blues. Please make welcome with his band, Mr. David Cromberg.
Thank you.
Working because these people here put together in about an hour and a half what it usually takes 5 hours to do. So everybody who were working their ass off, we know it's going to be fine. I can't tell you how all of us have looked forward to this. We'll be right back.
drink no more, I know for sure. Boy, don't drink no less. Just look over there, grown man sucking on a saxophone. Take a look at him. You're a disgrace, man. The eye got crazy.
Illegal whiskey, I want you to turn it in right away, have it brought to the stage.
Yeah.
what you're about. You can make up your mind pretty quick. I'm just gonna take a pretty little bike right straight on. You don't want me, baby. You don't want me, darling. You better understand. It's better when I'm not here in Schwanksville, PA. Because I give the boy a try. If you can stand a little bigger, I'd be glad to say a wave bye-bye. Listen to me. Is the sun, the moon, the stars, the constellation, the terra firma, the firmament, the mud, the very essence and molecular stuff of life itself? You say you just got to have him there. Well, if you truly and finally, and once and for all, found your own cosmic cheese steak, little darling. If you don't want me, baby, if you don't want me, darling, just tell me so. If you can stand to leave me, girl, I can stand to watch you go. Move it out the door, get out of here now. I'm through with it. Sins, you know. Is God gonna have to give me a couple extra lifetimes to finish paying for them all? They have visited justice on my ass from time to time. I mean, I want you to understand that I have faced blind justice before. I face them every day in the streets. My life is on the line. But that's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about real justice. I'm talking about, you know, like Perry Mason. Judge, y'all, hear my plea. Before you open up your car, I don't crave no sympathy. What I have come to you before, I caught her with a gambling man I'd won about before. I pulled my knife, I went to sing. The rest you already know. A judge, a good kind of judge. Send me to the electric chair. I said, judge, oh, now, Mr. Judge, I just gotta get out of here. Right now, I want to take a journey to the devil down below. It's true, I sliced up my sweet patootie. I gotta reap just what I sow. So, judge, hey, Mr. Judge, send me to the electric chair. Ha ha.
surprise me, Judge.
And I don't want to spend my 9 to 9 years stuck in your stinking jail. So judge, 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 judge. Send me to the electric chair.
Thank you.
years ago. No big deal, affairs being the usual junk, you know. I walked around the ground till I saw a little tent. Dude outside gave a speech, and this is how it went. She walks, she talks, she crawls around on a different like a reptile. It's the same old stuff, except for one part. He said, it don't cost no money. You got to pay with your heart, awesome. What do you do?
And then
something so amazing. She did something so unbelievable. She performed a maneuver so fantastically, extraordinarily superfluous, so supernaturally extraterrestrial, so very without and beyond the ken of my own understanding and comprehension that to this very day I doubt the evidence given by my very own auricular organs. Standing here alone upon the stage, clad merely in one flimsy sneeze, having discarded the scarf ages ago. Without saying a word, without making a sound, without uttering a noise, without a single, audible, intelligible syllable issuing from betwixt those firm but pliant, moist and also inviting ruby red lips. It seemed to me as though the very movements of her body were calling out my name. Yes, yes. She went like this. She went. Six years. And he flew all the way from Colorado to do it with us. I wrote it to do with him. This is Mr. Chris Daniels. test. Is that working now? Can you put some of this in the bottle?
I've got to testify about my love. I've got to testify about my love. I've got to testify about my love for you. I've got a woman staying by my side, no matter where in the world I might go. All that I want to do is to keep her satisfied, no matter where in the world I have to go. Oh, if I come home late in the evening, in the middle of the night, say the girl can't argue. I won't say she can't fight. But wherever I go, you know, she always be there. I said I got to testify about my love. I've got to testify about my love. Oh, people, you gotta help me. I got to testify about my love. That's it. That's it. For you. Oh, for you. I'll be your father. I'll be your brother. I'll be your favorite. Baby, I'll be your midnight love. I got to testify about my love. I've got to testify. Oh, people, I said, oh, people, I said, I came a long, long way. I came a long, long way to get out here. I said, I met this woman. I chased all over the United States of America. I was finding people. I had an old Peugeot. The Peugeot broke down. Found me an old Volvo. The Volvo broke down. So I got me some roller skates and a pogo stick, and I was down in the Four Corners area. I was looking all over the world until I found this woman. Where did she come from? She came from Philadelphia. Pissed me off. I got to fly all the way out here to meet her. So I'm having this relationship with this woman, and she says, the only way you can be with me is if you move here. So I'm moving to Philadelphia.
It's easy to be in love with a woman who loves you, man. That's easy. I'm in love with a woman, people, and she once loved me, but now I'm just one of her toys. It's my own fault, and even a fool could see how much it hurts me to know I'm just one of the ones. But that's a pain I can live with if it's what I have to do to stay near and part of her life. She can hide my love and mess around with all them other men too. I don't care. I know some days you want true love. I'll make her my wife.
your brother.
You mean love when a woman loves you? That's easy. Listen now.
I like it easy.
I had it one time. But you know, I got crazy with it. Did you ever hear anybody say that love is power?
I heard that.
Did you ever hear that love is power?
Power.
Did you ever hear anybody say love is power?
Love is power.
I'm going to tell you, hear it right now. Love is power.
Love is power.
Is here, power corrupts. You ever hear anybody say that? Did you ever hear anybody say power corrupts?
Say amen!
I tell you, that's the truth too, you know. This woman will love me. I got to feel so good, I'd have to play with it, you know. Like sometimes she wants a little love, and a woman doesn't have to say it so many words, but a man knows, you know. I wouldn't give it to her. I know that bigot just want me a little more, you know. Man, that works. But that wasn't enough for me. I just started playing around. I started running around with other women. And I didn't hide it from her neither. I come home with lipstick all over my clothes and she'd be supposed to wash it, you know. Finally, she comes to me, she said, David, you can't do that. I look and I say, you don't own me. You ever said that or heard that? Have you ever said that or heard that? You don't own me. Have you ever heard that? That's the dumbest shit I ever heard, man. You don't own me. You don't see this? She looked at me, she said one word. She looked at me, she said, right. She discovered that she could find out a man easier than I could find out a woman. She discovered something else. She discovered she didn't need my fat ass hanging around the apartment no more either. I come home one night and find everything I own in brown paper bags outside the door. That's it, man. I'm gone.
Nice looking brown.
Oh, I know she's out there at night laughing at me. You know, she comes to listen to me. Listen, I knew it. I knew anything I could do to get back together again. She out there saying, she probably with some man. She said, look at that fool begging for what I'm sitting on. You know, she said something. I'd do anything in the world to get back together with you. Anything in the world. I would do anything, be anything, say anything, wear anything, spend anything to get back together with you.
Anything.
And I wouldn't play no games anytime you ever want me in this life or the next. I want you to know that I'll be there. I'll be there for you, honey.
I'll be there.
Any hour of the day or the night, I'll be there for you. In the wee midnight hour, I'll be there for you. Like the Rocket Agent, I'll be there for you. Like the Washington Monument, I'll be there. Like the stars in the heavens and the sand in the sea, I'll be there. Whatever you want me to do, I'll do it. I don't care what it is you want out of me. I don't care whatever you want me to say. I don't care what it is you want me to do. If you just want a shoulder to lean on, I will be there for you. I don't care what it is you want to use me for in this life or the next. Just as long as you use me, baby, use me. Just use me. Use me, baby, use me. Don't use the fools that make you use me. If you want a hand to hold, use me. If you want a body beside you, that is not giving some good life, use me. If you want an ear to tell you something, use me.
Testify.